Today's shiur is Masechta Tainis Daf Dalad. We will begin in Mitzvah Shem Daf Dalad Amud Aleph at the second line. V'amar Rav Ha'itzu V'amar Rabbanim. We have a Talmid Chacham. Domi Lefertzit D'Tusei Kola. He's like a seed that we find under the ground. The Kivin the Novat Novat. That once the seed begins to grow, it continues to grow. Rashi says that a young Talmud Chacham is called a Tzurvet Mirabonan. However, there are other Rishonim that suggest that a Tzurvet Mirabonan, unlike somebody who just called a Rabonan or who Talmud Chacham, a Tzurvet Rabonan represents a certain level of significance. But this Talmud Chacham is especially significant Talmud Chacham. And again, following Rashi's Pshat is that the Talmud Chacham, that as he begins to study, as he begins to learn, he is like a seed. And we know once we plant the seed in the ground, it continues to sprout and grow. The Karen Ira says that when you put a seed into the ground, there are different elements in the ground that may prevent the seed from growing. There are different difficulties that may come up in the way for a seed to grow. But once those difficulties are overcome and it starts to grow, then it grows without any interruption. So too suggested Karen Ira. When a Talmud Chacham begins to sprout, when a Talmud Chacham begins to learn, it's not always so easy for him to be successful. But once he overcomes those initial difficulties, he continues to grow without any interruptions. Amarava Haitzam Rabban de Rosach. If we see a Talmud Chacham getting upset, what we need to understand is that Araisa de Kamar Sechlei. It's the Torah, which the Torah is like fire, as we're going to see in a moment. That is what's causing that excitement. That's what's causing that passion. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, Haloi Koi Devorai Ke'esh Nom Hashem. V'am Rav Ashi called Talmud Chacham Sheinu Kosher Kebazel. Any Talmud Chacham who is not strong and know how to be strong with his Talmidim, any Talmud Chacham is not considered a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham has to know when to be strong with his Talmidim. Shnemar ukefata shefoytzitzela. Amalei Rav Abel Rav Ashi atam ahosam asnitzin lo. You learned this concept from this pasuk. Anam ahocham asnitzin lo. And we learned from this pasuk. The pasuk says regarding those who live in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz eshevaneh barzel. Al tekri avaneh. Don't say avaneh el baneh. The people who build the land, people who are the builders of Eretz Yisrael, which represents the Talmid Chachomim, are the people who have to be strong. As much as there's requirement for this passion and sometimes for being strong, you also have to be soft. The Torah says that take away any anger. A person is supposed to be calm. And as I saw, the Yaivitz explains, what the Gemara means to say is that even though we're learning that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be strong, we're still supposed to realize that kas, anger, is not an acceptable or favorable trait in a person. And therefore, always try to hasa kas milbecha. The Sefer Aruch Yisharim explains that the Gemara here refers to two parts of Avodas Hashem. On one hand, he explains what the Gemara means to say is that when it comes to Avodas Hashem, a person has to be strong. Because if a person is not going to be strong, if he's not going to be stubborn, people will be able to weaken him in his Avodas Hashem. But as much as we're learning that a person is supposed to be strong in his Avodas Hashem, in his Bein Odom Lamokim, and not let anything shake that Avodas Hashem. On the other hand, when it comes to his Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, his interactions with other people, then he has to be soft, and he has to be kind, and he has to be nice. So Rashi says that the Pshat and HaGemara, when it says kol tamid chacham sheni kosher kabazel, that means tamid chacham is somebody who's passionate and easily provoked. Yet says Ravina, we have to remember hosakas milabechom. Explains the mashal that everyone agrees that kas, anger, is a negative character trait. However, the Torah, which is likened to a fire, heat emanates a spiritual heat and intensity, which naturally causes the Talmud Chacham to become easily excited. Rav Ashi is teaching us, and that's what the Gemara meant when it says, "Araisa hu demarchsch bei." Rav Ashi is saying that one who doesn't have this passion obviously has not learned enough Torah, and he's not a true Talmud Chacham. However, says Ravina, that even though Baruch Hashem, somebody has achieved that level of being a Talmud Chacham, and he has that passion, he still has to remain calm at all times. The Meiri has a different approach to this Gemara. The Meiri explains that, of course, a Talmud Chacham has to remain calm. A Talmud Chacham is not supposed to get angry. But when a Talmud Chacham sees something wrong being done, then says the Gemara that a Talmud Chacham has to do what he has to do and say what he has to say, to which Ravina cautions that even though you have to say what you have to say and do what you have to do, remember it always should be done in the proper fashion. Says, ask the Gvur Sari. He says, the Gemara in Masechta Psochim, Daf Samach Vav Amabeis, says that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot some of his learning because he got angry when the people took the Midianite women into captivity. So even though they had indeed done the wrong thing, Moshe Rabbeinu was faulted for getting angry instead of giving them Musa gently. Ask the Gvur Sari, here Al Gemara just said, based on the different pshatim that we've offered, that under certain circumstances, it's appropriate for Talmud Chacham to get upset. Why, therefore, was it wrong in that story of Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Yarish Davash differentiates between an outward display of anger and inner anger. He says, when necessary, a Talmud Chacham should indeed show anger outwardly, but that always is only outwardly. Inside, a Talmud Chacham should always be soft. Rabbeinu Gershom says that when the Gemara here says kosher kabazel, it means he should be kosher l'ratzos. It should be difficult to appease this Talmud Chacham. So many Mefarshim and Ramosha Feinstein discusses this in a tshuva. He says, doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos that somebody should be kosher l'chos? It should be difficult to make this person angry. V'noyach l'ratzos, and it should be easy to pacify. So how could the Gemara suggest, as according to Rabbeinu Gershom, that a person should be kosher l'ratzos? So Rabbeinu Yonah says what it means to say that even if a Talmud Chacham gets upset when he sees people going against the Torah, he should be quick to calm down. Rav Moshe Arav explains that if a Rav gets upset at people who don't follow his decisions and then will be quickly appeased, the people will suspect that this Rav lacks the confidence and the security in what he's saying. Because if he calms down so quickly, that means he really didn't take this so seriously. Says Rav Ashi, says Rav Moshe, that a Talmud Chacham not only sometimes has to show how passionate he is about what he's feeling, but not only must he show how passionate about his feeling, he can't in any way show that it isn't serious. So now we can understand. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is speaking about the Talmud Chacham who is getting upset. He should not get upset, and he should be easy to appease. Our Gemara is speaking about Our Gemara is speaking about the Talmud Chacham, that if he's going to get calm down so quickly, and people will see that that's the way he's reacting, they're going to say it could cause serious damage, and it could be counter-effective to what he's trying to accomplish. And under those circumstances, he doesn't have to, he should not get upset. Demri Emes' approach to this Gemara is that what the Gemara is really teaching us is that one, particularly a Talmud Chacham, has to use intelligence. Under certain circumstances, it's appropriate to get angry. And in certain circumstances, it's appropriate not to get angry. The job of a Talmud Chacham is that he should be always, the job of a Talmud Chacham is that he should use his intelligence, especially the fact that he's a Talmud Chacham and has amassed much Torah learning, that he should use all of those talents to determine what is the proper midah, what is the proper characteristic that he should use under given circumstances. Amram Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonason, Shloisha Shalu Shloika Agud. There were three that asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu inappropriately. Shnayim Hishivu Kahagdim. Two of them were responded to properly. But one was responded to not properly. Velein Eliezer Eved Avram, Shaul Ben Kish, V'yiftach El Agiladi. And the Gemara explains each one of these issues. Eliezer Avram, we know when he went to find a wife for Yitzchak, he says, that Eliezer says, V'hoya narash oimele hatei nat kadech, the woman who comes and offers to give mead to drink, and not only does she say, Shasei, V'ka melech ashka, I'll feed your camels, Oysoi chachtel avdechol Yitzchak, she is the wife for Yitzchak. Yochel, so based on his statement, we would think of filachigeres of filasuma, even someone who is limp or someone who's blind. Shiva kahagim, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a perfect kala for Yitzchak, Rivka. So Tosfos Devar Maskil Yochel asks, why was he not concerned? He was only concerned that she'll be a chigeres or a suma. Why wasn't he concerned that she'll be a mamzeres or one of the other Yichus disqualifications? So Tosfos says that Eliezer was sure that that wouldn't be a problem. For that, he could have relied on the schus of Avram Avinu. For that, the fact that Avram Avinu sent him to take a wife from his family was enough of a proof that Avram knew that in his family there were no problem of mamzeris or these other disqualifications. But regarding beauty, that probably isn't what Avram Avinu was thinking about. And that wasn't something that he had a guarantee. And therefore, because of that, the Gemara focuses on Chigeres and Suma. The Gemara doesn't focus on anything else. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas Marsham, Chela Gimel Siman Reish Chof Hei. The question that was asked to the Marsham was, there was a boy who got engaged to a girl, and it turns out, as they approached the wedding, the girl was missing a leg. She was wearing a prosthetic. She was wearing a wooden leg. And he claims that he did not know that the kala had this physical issue. If he would have known, he would have never agreed to get engaged to her. The kala, on the other hand, says that she was well known to the chassan. They had met, and the chassan clearly could have known and did know that the kala had these defects. So why? And therefore, he's just looking for an excuse to break the engagement, but he was well aware of these issues before. So the Marsham brings this Tosfos, this issue, that Tosfos asks, why is the Gemara only focused on Chigeres Asuma? And why is the Gemara not focused on anything else? So he says that from here we see that one could disguise that they could be a chigeres or a suma, and one will never notice that that is the defect that the person has. So the fact that the kala is saying that the chassan had met her a number of times before they got engaged. And therefore, since the chassan had met her a couple number of times before they got engaged, it should be a proof that this kala, that he was well aware of this issue, is an excuse that he is not an excuse that he could use. I also saw a beautiful vart from the Sefer Avnei Shoyam. We remember when Eliezer ultimately meets Besuel and Lavan, says to Besuel and Lavan, he tells them the entire episode on how he met Rivka and how he came to the well and he started to daven. And he says, "Ani tarem echal al daber." Before I could even finish davening, echal al daber libi v'hinei Rivka yoytzes. So what's pshat in Elibi? So he says that what I meant to say was that ani tarem echal al daber libi. He was saying they were asking him the same question that we're discussing in our share today. The question they were asking him was, "How are you so quick to take Rivka? Maybe she had some sort of a defect." So he said, "Ani ter mechal al daber libi." Of course, I wanted to be mispalel, and I wanted to say in my condition that if the girl who comes has any defect, that's not the girl I'm going to take for Yitzchak. But what happened was, said Eliezer to Besuel and Lavan, "Ani ter mechal al daber libi." Everything happened so very quickly that before I could say what I was supposed to say, Rivka showed up. And therefore, what the Gemara here means to say, that Eliezer did the wrong thing, and the question is, how did Eliezer do the wrong thing? It was Eliezer, the Eved of Avram Avinu. It means to say that of course he didn't mean to do the wrong thing. Of course he was going to make all of these conditions that the kala that he's going to choose for Yitzchak should be a girl that has only all the milas, all the proper attributes. But he didn't have a chance to finish what he had to say, and Terem Achal Libi and Rivka showed up. Shaul ben Kish, what is the story with Shaul ben Kish? Shaul ben Kish made an announcement that whoever will be able to prevail over Goliath, the Plishti, he will give his daughter to that person for a wife. The Ksiv, V'haya Isha Shiakeno, the person that will be able to prevail over Goliath, Yashrena Amelech Osha Godel, the king will make him very wealthy, Vespite Yitinloi. And again, Yochel Afilu Eved, Afilu Mamzer, maybe that this person will come up, will be an Eved or a Mamzer, and Hakasheva HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the right answer, V'nizdam Loi David, and David HaMelech was the one that did it, and became his son-in-law. Yiftach HaGalodi, the Ksiv, Yiftach HaLavi went out to Mechama with Amon, and he made the following nether. He says, "V'hoya yotze midalsas beisi, whoever leaves my home, when I come back, b'shuvi b'sholom b'nei Amon, when I come back from this war, v'hoya l'Hashem v'lisa l'oyla." That was what Yiftach's nether was. There's a machlokes rishonim. What did he mean? Did he mean that he will be an actual carbon oyla, or what he meant to say? That's the pshat that the Medrash Tanchuma, the Ramban, seems to learn, or the pshat that the Radak seems to learn from the Evan Ezra, is that the way to read the pasuk, v'hoya l'Hashem, either he'll be designated for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for its entire life, if it's a human being, because of course we don't bring people as a carbon, oy, there's a oy to be learned, if elisa l'oyla. Yochafil davatame, what would be, if the animal that came out would be an animal which is tame, which cannot be brought as a carbon. Veshiva kahegun and zdam loy kahegun. And what happened was zdam loy bitoy. His daughter showed up, and there's a machlokes rishonim. What exactly happened? Some say that what happened was that he actually ended up bringing her for a carbon oyla. That's what the medrash seems to learn. Medrash Tanchuma, the Radak and the Metzudas David, very much inconsistent with the pshat that we just learned, said that they didn't bring her for Oila, but she was separated, remained separated for the duration of her life. And says the Gemara, V'hainu the Kamal the Navi Yisrael, and this is what the Navi Yirmiyahu reprimands reprimands Yiftach, saying, "Hatsari ain't begilad. Are there no medicines in Gilad? Im roifa ain't sham kimal dua la'orcha bas ami." As the Gemara explains, in the time of Yiftach, there was Yiftach and Pinchas, and both of them, out of some sort of inappropriate behavior, did not want to go to each other to have this nether annulled. And Yiftach said, "I'm the Nasi, and Pinchas should come to me." And Pinchas says, "I'm the Rosh Bezdin, and Yiftach should come to me." And by the two of them acting this way, it was left at the end that she ended up being this left alone for the duration of her life. So sort of Yafai Toyer explains that why were Yitzchak and Shaul answered as the Gemara just said, Kahoygen, and Yiftach did not have that good fortune. So he explains, Eliezer was able to rely on the schus of Avram Avinu, on the schus of Yitzchak Avinu, that they would have such, that they would be answered, that they would end up with a wonderful wife for Yitzchak. Shaul was coming to fight the enemy of Hashem. Somebody who's coming to fight the enemy of Hashem can also rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him and he'll be able to end up with a son-in-law like David HaMelech. But Yiftach had nobody to rely on, and he had no reason to say the nether the way he said it. And therefore, indeed, it was answered, as the Gemara just said, Shloi Kahayim. The Pasuk says, V'ksiv, regarding that Toichacha, that Yirmiyah gives, Ashloi Tzvisi, V'loi Dibarti, V'loi Osa Libi. Ashloi Tzvisi, Zebenoi Shal Meisha Melech Moyev. Shenemar, when Meisha was concerned that Yisrael, Klaiso will prevail, V'ikach Zebenoi HaBachor, he took his oldest son, Shiyimlech Tachtov, that was supposed to be his successor, V'yaleu Oila. V'loi Dibarti, Zeh Yiftach. He shouldn't have made this nether. V'loi Osa Libi, Zeh Yitzchak Ben Avram, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu that I'm going to, that you should bring Yitzchak as a carbon, V'loyol Salibi, never was it the intention of Avram Avinu, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yitzchak should actually, Chas V'Sholem, be slaughtered. Amar Abrachya, Amar Afnas Yisrael Shloi Shloi Kahagin, Klai Yisrael asked inappropriately, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva Kahagin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded properly. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Hosea, V'neidah nirdefel adas Hashem, K'shach nochen Matsu, we should be confident in being able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yovek Kegeshem Lanu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should appear to us like rain. Omlai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klai Yisrael, Biti, at She'el Estover, you ask for something, Shepam is Bakish, and Shepam is Bakish. You ask that you should be like rain. Now rain is good in the winter, but not so great in the summer, Netz Yisrael. Avani el kedavar amizbakish. I will be something that's always good. Tov amizbakish loylam. Shnema ey ketal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I will be like ketal. And the Shem Shmuel explains, Neisoscha says similar word. What is the difference between geshem and tal? Geshem means something that comes down min hashemayim. And tal comes up from the earth. Geshem means that our hisiris, our avodas Hashem, is only initiated because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes us to avodas Hashem. But that's not the madrega. That is not the place that a Jew should try to reach. The place a Jew should try to reach is that he should be like tal. Not that it should be coming from HaKadosh, not that it should be coming from a serusa de la sa'ela, it should only come from Mishamayim, but it should come from our trying to do what's right. And therefore, if it come from what we want to do, that shows that our avodas Hashem is truly pure. Oy Chalos Shloi Kahagin, we find another place, says the Gemara, that Klai Yisrael asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu improperly, because the Pasuk says, treat us like a piece of jewelry, like a signet that's there. When somebody is wear, somebody's sometimes what he's wearing is visible, and sometimes it's not visible. A person's palms are always visible. And what the Pasuk is teaching us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us like we're palms, like the palm of our hands, always visible, always available, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of what we need. Ein shalom skishamim. We learned in the Mishnah that we only start asking for rain samach l'gishamim, close to the time of rain. So begins the Gemara by saying that the Bnei Yeshiva, as they learned this Mishnah, assumed sheilav askara chadam elsehi. When the Mishnah speaks about ein shalom as a gishamim, it's not only speaking about asking Saint Talmater, but it also refers to the Mayer Dageshen that we've been speaking. Says the Gemara Mantana, who's the Tana Kama that says, who's the Tana of this Mishnah that says that we only begin to say Mayer Dageshen close to the time when the rain begins? Says the Gemara Amarav Rabbi Shuhi. Dama, we learned Rabbi Shuhi's opinion earlier on that base of Mabez that says that we begin to say only after we put down the lulav, which means only after Sukkot, only in Shmini Atzeres. Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says, I feel tame of Rebbe Lezer. Our Mishnah could be following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. This Mishnah could even be following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. And even though Rebbe Lezer, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, is of the opinion that we begin to say Mayer Dageshem on the first day of Sukkot, Sheilu L'chud V'Askar L'chud. These are two separate halachas. And even though we begin saying Mayer Dageshem at the beginning of Yontif, that has no connection to when we start saying Talmotam. Vikadamri, there are others that have the version as follows. Lema, should we say that a Sheila and Askara are of the same? And therefore, since they're the same, they should begin to be said at the same time. And we'll have to say that this Mishnah is following the opinion of Yeshua that holds we only begin saying Mayer Dageshem on Shmini Atzeres. Dama, as he said, we only begin Mishas and Chasa. To which Rava says, no, I feel Tamer Rebbe Lezer. We could say that this is even following the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, because Shaila Lechud, Vaskar Lechud, these are two separate concepts. And we begin Mayer Dageshem on the first day of Sukkot, even though we don't begin the Saint Talmoter till later. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omer Lefnei Teva, whoever is the Baal Tefillah on the last day of Sukkot or Shmini Atzeres, by Musaf we say Mayer Dageshem, and not by Shachris. Whereas on the first day of Pesach, we say Mayer Dageshem still by Shachris, but not by Musaf. Says the Gemara Verminu, we have a question. We're going to learn the Mishnah on Daf Hey. Ad Masay Shalom Sugashamim. Till when do we say Mayer? Till when do we daven for rain? Rav Yehuda Omer Atchiyava Pesach. Until Pesach is over. Ramei Omer Atchiyava Nissan. Until Nissan is over. So we see that we keep on asking for rain till after Pesach, and at least till after Pesach. And it seems that if that's the zman that we ask, it should certainly be the zman that we say Mayer Dageshem. So how can we say that we begin stop saying Mayer Dageshem on the first day of Pesach? Amar Chizdaloi Kasha. Kan l'shoil v'kan l'haskel. There's two separate concepts. There's a concept of asking for rain and a concept of mentioning rain. Mishal Shalva Azul. We keep on asking. We keep on saying the same Talmoter until Pesach is over, or maybe even later. Haskir, but when it comes to saying Mayer Dageshem beyond Tavarish and Pasuk, already on the first day of Sukkot, we stop saying that. Amar Ula says Ula Hadar of Chizda. This halacha, this interpretation that Rav Chizda just offered, kasha, is very difficult to accept. Kechaymitz l'shinayim, like vinegar, is difficult for somebody's teeth. Ukaashin l'inayim, and smoke to one's eyes. Why? Umamam makim she'ena shoyel. On Musaf or Shmini Atzeres, we don't say the same Talmota. The same Talmota is not part of Musaf. We already say Mashva Ruach Agashim, Maskir, Makam Shishoyel. So certainly on Chol HaMoed, where according to this Mishnah on Daf Hey, we still say the same Talmota, and it didn't say Maskir, shouldn't we be saying Mayer Dageshem? Ela Ma'ula says, Ula Trey Tanoim, leave Rabbi Yehuda. This is Machloikis Tanoim, what Rabbi Yehuda held. Our Mishnah is going to say that we stop saying saying Talmud on Erev Pesach, and then Ma'ariv Hagashem is stopped after Shachris on the first day of Pesach. The Tana of the Mishnah, Daf Hey, is going to say that we continue saying the same Talmud until after Pesach or later, and certainly we're going to continue saying Ma'ariv Hagashem past the first day of Pesach as well. Rav Yosef Eimer, what is meant when it said Ad Sheyavah Pesach? He says a different explanation. When it said Ad Sheyavah Pesach, it means Ad Sheyavah Shlich Tzibah Arishin Ayoy B'yot Arishin Pesach. When he stops davening Shachris, we no longer say the same Talmud. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, if that's what our Mishnah means to say, that we stop saying the same Talmud after Shachris on the first day of Pesach, ask the Gemara, Sheila B'yontav Mi'ika, is there any Sheila on Yontif that we should say, what after Shachas we're going to stop asking for rain? Omle in. Yes, there indeed actually is. Shoyal Metogman, the Metogman, and the person who would say over in a different language and louder, the Drosha, would give a Bracha. And he would ask for different things that Klal Yisrael would need. And he would not, and what our Mishnah means to say is that after Shachris of the first day Pesach, they would no longer ask, the Meturgman, when he said his speech, would no longer ask for rain. Ask the Gemara, v'chi Meturgman, Ashal Dovish Eretzarech Letzibur, why would they continue saying it until that point, if you don't need rain? Al Machlata, says the Gemara, we have to go back to Ulas Teretz, there's a Machloikas Tanoim, when we stop saying the same Talmoter, and connected to that Machloikas will be till when we stop saying Ma'ariv Hagashem. Rava gives a different teretz. Ma'ashiyava Pesach. It doesn't mean until Pesach is over. Rather, what it means is Achiyava Zman Shchitas Pesach. That means till after we bring the carbon Pesach, which is brought Erev Pesach in the afternoon. In Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi says that we mean since by Chatzos is the time that we could start bringing the carbon Pesach. So after Chatzos, that's what the Mishnah means on Daf Hey. We stop saying the same Talmoter. Rabbeinu Gershom seems to learn that we stop saying the same Talmoter. We stop saying the same Talmoter only after Erev Pesach is over. Since the Karm Pesach could technically be brought the entire Erev Pesach, what the Mishnah there means to say, until Erev Pesach is over, then until then and we continue saying the same Talmoter, and then we stop. And says the Gemara, according to this, at the beginning, we say Ma'ariv Hagashem on Shmini Atzeres, Afa Pishen Shoyel, even though the same Talmoter is only begun later, because we don't say the same Talmoter on Yontif. Af Soifoy, also when we stop saying it, Maskir, we continue saying Ma'ariv Hagashem, Afa Pishen Shoyel, because we stop saying the same Talmoter already Erev Pesach at whatever point we just mentioned, and Ma'ariv Hagashem we continue saying until after Shachris of Shmini Atzeres. Amalei Abaye Bishlam Etchlasoi Maskir. I can understand why we start saying Ma'ariv Hagashem before we say the same Talmoter. Sheskaru Nami Ritzu Shelihi. We start saying Ma'ariv Hagashem. We start with praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one, as we discussed in the previous shurim, the one of the gevurois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he brings the rain. So that we start earlier. And then we continue with the Shaila. El Sofer Ma'ariv Ritzu Shaila Ika. Why would we stop the same Talmoter before the Ma'ariv Hagashem? Why are they not connected? El Machvata, we have to go back to the Ula, to the that Ula said that Zemachloik is Tanoim. Omer of Asi, Omer of Yochanan, Loch Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Locha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we begin saying Ma'ariv Hagashem by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, and we stop saying Ma'ariv Hagashem by the Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Amar Rabbi Zeira or Rabbi Yassi, or Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, is that indeed Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? But Tanan, the Mishnah is going to teach us on Daf Yud, B'shloshe B'chezun Shalom Sagishamim, we begin to say the same Talmoter on the third day of Cheshvan. Rav Gamliel Eimer B'Shivaba. Rav Gamliel says that we begin on the seventh day. V'amar Abulaza, Halach Kerav Gamliel. So the Gemara is assuming that just like we begin saying and Saint Talmoter on the 3rd and the 7th of Cheshvan, so too we only begin Moed Hageshem then. So how could you say that the halacha is that we begin Moed Hageshem on Shmini Atzeres? Omlai, to which he responds, Gavra Karamis, Rabbi Yochanan passes the like halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lozer didn't hear that, and that's why he said the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. But why is that problematic? Iba Yisema, Kan Lishol, Kan Laskir. Moed Hageshem, we could begin on Shmini Atzeres. Saying Talmoter is only begun later. Ask the Gemara, how can we separate or differentiate between Moed Hageshem and the same Talmoter? From Rabbi Yochanan, Mokum Sheshoyel Maskir, the same place that they travel together, answers the Gemara, Hahu Lefsoke Itma. There it's only speaking about when we stop saying the same Talmoter, when we stop saying Mashiruch Moed Hageshem, that we stop at the same time. But when it comes to starting to say, we begin saying Moed Hageshem earlier than saying Talmoter. Ask the Gemara, but how could you say so? V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Hischa lahaskir, Maschil ishchel. Pasuk melisha, pasuk melaskir. Isn't this clearly indication that according to Rabbi Yochanan, they travel together, and not that we could say that two different zmanim, two different times for Moed Hageshem and for Saint Talmoter? Eloi kasha, hold on. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that we, for us, emnei bavel, that we still have fruit available later, and we don't want that the fruit that's left out in the field should get wet from the rain that comes down. So we begin saying the same Talmoter later. V'alahu, the people that say this that we stay for Shmini Atzeres is for Eretz Yisrael. Says the Ramashnal Didon. Why are we different? This Lamper B'davra, as we just explained, we have fruit outdoors that we don't want should get ruined from the rain. L'hu nami. But if that's a consideration, so they may not have an Eretz Yisrael fruit out in the field, but the people in Eretz Yisrael, Islu Oli Regolim, and the Oli Regolim that want to travel home from being in Yerushalayim for Sukkos, we certainly don't want them to get caught in the rain. Says the Gemara, you're right. Kikam Rabbi Yochanan, when was Rabbi Yochanan speaking about? Bezban Shebesim Besim Deshkayim, that there's no concern of Oli Regolim. So now, says the Gemara, Hash Dosis Lachi, now that we've come to differentiate between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lars, ha v'haladadu. We could also say that they travel together, and they don't travel together, is all speaking about people in Eretz Yisrael, v'lo kasha. But z'mancha b'esem in the shkayim, so that's why we wait till Zayin Cheshvin, the Khan, but when we, our Mishnah, that says that we begin on Shmini Atzeres, B'zman She'en Be'isim Megdash Kayim, and therefore, we don't need to be concerned about them getting wet. As says the Gemara, Fernanda Islan Trey Yoimi, we who live in Bavel, that keep 2 days of Sukkos, Heichi Avdinan. So we're going to begin to say Moed Hageshem by Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. What do we do? Amar Rav, so is that what we do? When do we begin saying in Chutz Laaretz that we keep 2 days Yontif Moed Hageshem? Amar Rav, Maskel Masafim, we start saying Moed Hageshem Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Paisik B'Mincha, we don't say by Mincha of Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz Moed Hageshem, because maybe it's still not Pesach, maybe it's still only Shvi'i Shel Sukkos, it's still only the 7th day of Sukkos, and then Arvus V'Shachris, we also don't say it. And then we start again by Musaf. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Shmuel. So they said Shmuel to the Amoraim who said this decision, Pukav Amalei L'Rav, L'Abba, go tell Rav, who is called Abba, that's how Shmuel would address Rav, Achash Asisa Kodesh, after you made this day Kodesh, by saying Moed Hageshem, Shmini Atzeres by Musaf, Taseu Chol, now you're going to make it into Chol and say and not say Moed Hageshem, and therefore Shmuel says Elam Shmuel Maschel b'Musafim. We begin Moed Hageshem by Musaf Shmini Atzeres even in Chutz Laaretz. U'b'Mincha by Mincha we also say it. U'Paisik b'Arvus v'Shachris because maybe it's not Shmini Atzeres yet. V'Chayzu Maschel b'Musafim and then by Musaf of Simchas Torah, we begin again, Ma'ariv HaGashem, which we continue. Rav Amar, Rav says, he's still not happy with this approach. Kivish Hischel, once we begun, says Rav, to say Ma'ariv HaGashem, Shuvayna Paisuk, we can't stop. The Kedam Rav Sheshes, Kivish Hischel, once you begin to say Ma'ariv HaGashem, Shuvayna Paisuk. Vav, and says ultimately, Vav Rav Hodabei, Domer of Chanan al Marav, Mine of Esrim Echajoy, you count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah. Kederach Shemayna Asar Yomim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, just like there are 10 days from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And then, when the 21 days are over, and you get to 22nd day in Tishrei, Maschel, you begin to say, Marir HaGeshem, Veshuv V'kivin She'eschel, and once you begin to say, Marir HaGeshem, at Musav and Shemini Atzeres, Shuv and Pesach, you don't stop. And that is the halacha, the Kivin She'eschel, once you began saying, Marir HaGeshem, Shuv and Pesach. And the Rishayim say, why does the Gemara say it in this wording, 21 days, 10 days? Because as we've learned so many times, particularly in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that they weren't sure exactly which is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So whatever is determined to be the real day of Rosh Hashanah, it's the first day, it's 10 days later, Yom Kippur, 21 days later, after 21 days later is Shemini Atzeres, and if Rosh Hashanah comes, we start counting Rosh Hashanah the second day, so then everything will be delayed by one day. Our Gemara says that it's difficult to treat one day as Kodesh and Chol at the same time. This is an issue that comes up for people who, in Chutz La'aretz, that we begin counting the Sfira on the second day of Pesach at night. When we start counting the second Sfira, so that means we're declaring that today is the second day of Pesach. And if we're declaring today is the second day of Pesach, so the second day of Pesach is really Chol HaMoed. So if we're going to count the Sfira in Shul, and then afterwards we're going to come home and make Kiddush and make a Seder, it's difficult. First we said it's a weekday by saying the Sfira, and now we're saying it's Yontif by saying Kiddush and making a Seder. And that's why there were those that had a minig that they didn't count the Sfira before the Seder. They only begin counting the Sfira after the Seder. But then those that take a different approach. You can't make something Kodesh and then Chol. But here we're making something Chol and then Kodesh. To go up, Malam B'Kodesh, to say that today is maybe weekday. And that's why we're starting to count the Sfira. And then we're saying afterwards Kiddush, so we're making from Chol into Yontif. To make Yontif Shabbos into Chol is not correct. But to make something which is Chol into Kiddush, into Yontif, is what we're always trying to accomplish in our lives, to bring Kedusha into every aspect of our lives.